There is an academic symposium tomorrow night with a title that is irresistible. At the New York Institute for the Humanities at New York University, scholars will gather for 3 hours to consider this question, and I quote, "Was Athanasius Kircher just about the coolest guy ever, or what?" Kircher, and that's spelled K-I-R-C-H-E-R, was a Jesuit polymath born 400 years ago this month. One of the contemporary academics who will consider Kircher's remarkable achievements is cultural historian Anthony Grafton of Princeton University. Professor Grafton, welcome to the program. And
Hi.
Let me get straight into the scholarly mode of discourse and ask you, just how cool was Athanasius Kircher?
I think he was incredibly cool. He was a witty, subversive, learned academic, as learned as you could possibly imagine. And he also was an urbanist in the absolutely dizzy, wonderful style of someone like Rem Koolhaas. And I don't think you get too many people who decipher hieroglyphs, build perpetual motion machines, collect stuffed armadillos, and build the most delirious urban spaces in any Western city.
He was also something of a volcanologist, I gather.
Absolutely. In the 1630s, he took a trip with a Protestant prince who'd converted to Catholicism, and they actually went spelunking, and Kircher later made substantial publications about the volcanoes of South Italy and Sicily. He actually had looked at Vesuvius and Etna and wrote fascinating things about what he saw as the system of vessels through which hot lava coursed through the world. And he was fascinated more generally by illusions and theater. It was a very theatrical moment in Baroque Rome when the city itself was being reconfigured as an incredible theater for the Catholic Church to show off its majesty and its inheritance of Rome and Greece and Egypt. And Kircher was a major player in the staging of the city as a great performance space, which royalty and ambassadors would be absolutely stunned by.
How is it that Kircher somehow fell out of the canon, out of the social studies, world history textbooks, and isn't a name that all of us are familiar with?
It's true. Even in very learned households, Kircher is not a household name. He didn't figure out a law of planetary motion like Kepler or laws of physics like Newton. So it's hard to credit him with a particular idea you could tag him to in a textbook. He was also wrong about a lot of things. He thought he had deciphered Egyptian hieroglyphs, but his decipherments, though they were gloriously rich, were wrong. And it's hard to make a hero out of somebody who's wrong. But when you go to Rome and you stand in the great oval Piazza Navona with the Bernini's Fountain of the Four Rivers holding an obelisk, and you realize that it was Kircher who really worked with the artist to create this magnificent spectacle in which all the world is brought together in a single wildly contorted stone sculpture and complex, then you begin to see that this was somebody who had a deep and powerful mind and who was doing things that really still deserve our attention.
And when measured by this interdisciplinary standard, emerges as?
He emerges as completely cool.
Well, Anthony Grafton, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Anthony Grafton, professor of history at Princeton University, will be taking part in the symposium Thursday evening at the New York Institute for the Humanities, which asks the question, was Athanasius Kircher just about the coolest guy ever, or what?